Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. So grateful you have chosen this podcast. If you don't already, make sure you subscribe, you leave me a review, you send me a rating, or you just reach out and tell me something that you really want to hear about, something that you're loving, something that maybe just some feedback, guys, feedback. Also, the other thing you can do for me is to share this podcast with someone that you know needs to be hearing it. That's the greatest way for me to get the reach out. And you all know that I am trying to grow this podcast this year. I love doing this work. I love giving free marketing advice in this way because I think there's just so many bullshit narratives out there about marketing. So that is what I'm trying to break down with this podcast. And I thank you all for being on the journey. Now, today, another discussion that I absolutely love having and something that a lot of clients come to me and they're like so worried about market share or so worried about their competition or so worried about what everyone else is doing in the market that they've actually lost focus on themselves. And this is what I want to talk to. You are not your competition. And it's so important that we know this because you're not in competition with them. Yes, you are. But the thing that you have that is so unique and different, they don't have. So yes, you're in competition. They might have the same market that you want, but the people that are going to work with them are probably not going to want to work with you. Now, obviously, I'm talking about service-based really here, but when it comes to product, let's go to product first because that one's kind of a little bit easier than service to go through. Why did you create your product? What were the other products in the market not doing that yours does that's so unique? What was the feedback and the research that you did that really brought forward the fact that this product in the way that you created it needed to exist? Or are you really just the same as everyone out there? If you are, you're going to have to find a really unique in to try and obviously grow that product share. Because at the end of the day, yes, we can always talk about price, but price is a race to the bottom. So if you decide where you want to be in the pricing scale and where you want your brand to sit in terms of cheapest, most expensive, and why? Because there's always going to be people that are competing with you in the product space, 100%. But it's about, yeah, those points of difference and really understanding why they're important to the consumer and not just why they're important to you. So in service, the most important thing to remember is you started a business, A, because you saw a gap in the market, but B, because you're deeply passionate, I would hope, about the product, the service that you are delivering. And you see yourself doing it in a way that's so different. Like, for example, I know my place in the market is the fact that I work from foundation level. So for me, and the difference that makes me different to a lot of other marketers is firstly, I don't have agency background. And secondly, I've worked within businesses to help them scale from a foundation level of marketing. So I know how change management works. I understand the importance of getting teams on marketing journeys and the fact that if you build a business and you have 100 people and those 100 people aren't on your marketing journey with you, your marketing won't work. I also understand this concept of reporting because I've had to report to boards for most of my career. And I understand what happens when marketing goes wrong. I've seen it go wrong. I've seen businesses transform from, you know, the old traditional ways of marketing into digital and do terrible jobs and do excellent jobs. So I have a real basic understanding of marketing fundamentally that if you've been in agency and you've worked just on SEO or you've worked just on Facebook ads or, you know, any of these things, and not saying we definitely, the thing I always say is marketing is not a person, it's a department. So every little bit of marketing is so important to come together to put the puzzle together, and we need the different experiences. So most people that I work with in agency, they say they need someone like me. Because I go into business and I'm like, this is the foundation sheet that you're missing. Like, this is what's actually missing in this puzzle and why you shouldn't go to agency and spend thousands because you're not going to get that return. So I did a lot of understanding of my own journey to come to understand what service it was that I wanted to provide. And I'm going to take you through what that journey was. Pretty much, I just timelined my history in marketing, timelined my career, and really highlighted the points in my career where I was like, that made me happy. That made me unique. That was a win. That was a loss. All of those points that were like, that helped shape who I am today as the marketer I am. And you can do this regardless of where you are. Any kind of service-based business where you've got experience, you can do this. If you're fresh out of uni and you're like, I want to be a content creator and teach people how to run a business, I don't know how to tell you this, but you shouldn't be doing that. If you don't have business experience, please don't tell people how to run a business. And business experience is not, unless you've been in your own business for 10 years and you've done the highs and the lows, you probably still don't have enough business experience to call yourself a business coach or a marketing coach or any of those great things that we see going on, because you haven't been in enough businesses and seen how business works fundamentally and how it has to shift and change. I myself have worked within 4 to 5 different businesses and seen this before jumping in. I've gone for countless interviews. I've told interviewers that their strategy was wrong. And I was right, by the way, because the business tumbled. So glad I didn't take that job. But this is my point. Like, doing this timeline of your history and the things that have made you unique in your career and have made you stand out and the reasons you may have gotten headhunted, or, you know, like, I was always headhunted because I did scale businesses, and I scaled them quick enough that we were like, oh, that's good, but slow enough that we actually did it correctly, because there is the right way to scale. And, you know, really quick scaling businesses often find they hit these brick walls very hard because they haven't got the foundation shit right. So that's how I did it in my career. And that's how I did it when I entered my business. And, you know, I tell the story often that I crafted my business wrong and then had to recraft it. I don't look at anyone else in the marketing field and think, oh, that's my competition. I need to be threatened by them. I need to worry about them. You know, community over competition, all those great cliches. But also, I know that no one has got the unique experience that I have. And therefore, they actually are my competition. Because someone that doesn't like swearing or doesn't like really, really blunt truths is not going to want to work with me. And that's okay. I don't want to work with them either. I only want to work with businesses that want and understand the concept of change and empathy and you know, want to work in the way that I work. My competition, if you will, are going to have a completely different experience to me. They might be agency based and they might have seen it from the other side and been like, okay, I know why businesses were coming to agency, spending thousands, and it wasn't working. And it was because they didn't have that strategy stuff. So I want to help them work on the strategy. You are the uniqueness in your business. And once you tap into that and you tap into why you created what you created because you saw X missing in the market, that's when you can create a really good message to go to market for your client, because they need to understand why you're different. They need to understand these points of difference, but also how that helps them. So you are not your competition. So as much as you can sit down, look at their Instagram, stress about the fact you're not doing as many posts as them, stress about the fact that, you know, their LinkedIn is better, they've got more followers, whatever it is that you're stressing about, their website's prettier than you, getting caught in that comparisonitis is completely unhelpful to you moving forward as a business. Obviously, like, as we scale as a business and we get more people and we might get team, that the conversations around competition kind of change, and like our competitors, because yeah, there is a point where our uniqueness, we have to make sure it grows with the business too, right? You're going to continue to have people come back and tap into you because of that uniqueness. But it's about, as you bring team on, how do you get them to carry that legacy that's not theirs? And that's the real key in, as you grow, making sure that you are still not the same as your competition. And so many businesses don't do that right because they haven't articulated that from the start. So have a think about that. Do the little history exercise and understand why it is where you are. Maybe you bought a business and you're like, I was passionate about buying this business because of X, Y, Z. So come back to that history thing. That's where you'll find all the clues to why you do what you do and why people want to work with you. Don't be afraid to survey your current clients, previous clients, what they loved about working with you, because that will also give you clues in how to attract more clients like them in the future. Hope that's helpful, guys. That's all I've got for this week. Have a fab week. As always, reach out, say hey, rate, review, subscribe. They're the things that you can do. And I'll be back next week in your ears. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.